This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Leroy!
What's up?
How are you, man? I missed you, buddy. I definitely missed you for my 3 days gone.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got some good work in, though. Your boy got the little jokey jokes in Tampa. It was pretty good, man. It was a pretty good show. Orlando, we got coming up. I should have a lot of family there. So I'm excited, man. I got to get working on these jokes, though, man. I try to keep it fresh every time. I can't just do the same script. Like Jalen Ramsey was mentioning, you can't just have him on one side of the field doing the same thing every time. I got to do different jokes every time. Sometimes
you
these guys will...
You get enough jokes and then you mix them up.
Yeah, exactly. But I've seen comedians who tour and they do 3 or 4 different times they've done the Miami Improv. They do the same jokes every time. Same, like a really? Script. It's the worst. It really sucks. But, you know, I'm a professional now.
I never, anytime I've been in that environment, I didn't do a script. I just spitballed.
Spitball, dude. I mean, because you're a professional. You're a pro's pro. Not like Tobin, who was hobnobbing just now.
I was hobnobbing, dude.
Actually, speaking of hobnobbing, I was hobnobbing with one of your favorite people, Tobin.
Who's that?
Partied with them. Let me read it. My phone's dead, of course, because I'm a horrible person. But I currently in my phone have an inbox message.
Flip phone.
Hey, don't judge. Don't judge. No need to judge. I have in my phone currently inbox a message that says we're best buddies. I'm paraphrasing.
Wow.
We're friends. We had such an impeccable experience with me hanging out. And that is none other than Lusaka Polite.
Wow.
That's my boy.
Hey, you want me to get him on?
Lusaka?
Yeah.
Tell him that you know me, Leroy. Be like, hey, what's up?
Wow.
Remember when I was off that Friday? I told you, that's who I golfed with.
Yeah, you did just see Louis Sacapolite. That's right.
I should have mentioned it, too. Now, look, what a small world, Leroy.
This is not fair. Everybody's gotten to meet Louis Sacapolite. I want to meet Louis Sacapolite.
He's just as polite as his last name.
I'm going to do it right now.
When the Dolphins had a visit the classroom, Lusaka Polite visited Mrs. Tobin's classroom. She's gotten to meet Lusaka Polite.
Everyone would.
I've never gotten to meet Lusaka Polite.
Shoot him a text. Be like, hey, I saw your boy Marcos. You know, now Leroy, you can tell people you know me. You know, you can tell people you know me. It's a good feeling.
You know who I am.
I had another friend who actually I grew up with. He was in Tampa. He saw Crowder out in a bar. He went up to him and was like, yo, hey, you know, you do comedy with my friend Marcos. Unfortunately, my friend who I'm talking about tore his ACL maybe about 2 weeks ago. So he was on crutches.
I just texted him.
Ask him about me, man. Ask him. That's my boy.
I did. He'd be like, do you like to laugh?
Yeah,
right. But yeah, my boy was on crutches, you know, had, you know, hobbled up to Crowder like, hey, you know, my friend Marcos, you know, having a real experience trying to connect. He bought tickets to the show, was kind enough. I see Crowder the next day and I'm ready to brag like, hey, someone, you know, someone recognized you, but because of me. And then the first thing he said was, yeah, I met your little cripple ass friend yesterday.
Wow.
He just tore his ACL, dude.
It's nice.
No.
Let's get to headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. He was there for a golf tournament because they do them all over, and I think he said he had one in Orlando.
No, he had to make a pit stop. He wasn't originally going to the show, so yeah, he must have been doing something else in the area, like you said, and then he just made a pit stop with us, and now we're friends.
I just figured that he'd be around somewhere mauling people.
Oh, he's, you know what? Hey, by the way, still in great shape.
He's still thick. He thick, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yep. Oh, no, wait.
Does it bother you, though, that like most people think that's how you were? Like a fourth and one.
It's the most amazing thing that I can't tell people that's not me, dude.
Yeah, definitely a different build for sure, Leroy. You've also been hitting the gym recently, looking good. So you've definitely
trying
gotten
to.
Slimmer.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to.
Gotten slimmer for sure. Ever since that doctor said.
How's your trigger finger, by the way?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I haven't seen it.
Whoa!
It's gone?
I got like a couple of shots. Oh. Can I just tell you, when they stick needles in small areas,
oof.
Yeah. But here's the thing. They say, I'm going to give you a shot to numb it.
Yeah.
Well, that shot hurts too.
Yeah. Right. Can I get a shot to numb the shot that numbs it?
Because the other shot, they move around.
Oh.
So they inject a little bit of stuff here and here. Right. And then I couldn't really feel my hand for like a few hours. And then, yeah, perfect.
Wow. Look at that.
I was like, can I take some of that home with me just in case, you know, I get another trigger finger?
This is from Cam Wolf of NFL Network.
Mm,
Tua Tagovailoa watched day two of Dolphins training camp in uniform. Didn't practice at all. Much different Miami offense without Tua. Dolphins defense dominated again.
Wow. That's good. That's got to bode well for his negotiations.
Sounds like Tua did not like Mike McDaniel's answers. That's why he turned up the heat.
Wow.
He says, he probably like went up to him and goes, you're a little half-assed with your answers.
Oh, you want
a lot of words. Mm-hmm. Not like, mister, I don't want to have a piece. Who got the job because of me? What if this led to like a rifty rift between the both of them?
Wow, yep. That's not good. That's not good for, obviously that's not good, but like that's, their careers both not depend on each other, but are really synonymous with each other's success. So
intertwined.
Little rifty rift is not going to go well for Mr. McDaniel, dude. But
you're going to just let some guy, Mike McDaniel, I thought any quarterback could step into the system and do it.
Mm.
And one day of Mike White, they're like, Jesus.
Where is Skylar Thompson?
Oh, he's there.
Yeah.
And then they got the UTEP quarterback.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Got another one.
Nothing says I'm a gunslinger like UTEP quarterback, right?
That's right.
I just see him walking to the line of scrimmage bow-legged.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy, boy.
Can I just tell you, watching these four dogs interact is pretty amazing.
Do they all sleep with each other?
Well,
or does the little one get preference now?
No, the two little ones, because the way Rebecca's bed is, she put like a comforter underneath her bed. Oh, and man. So the two little ones can go under her bed and they sleep in there. The only one that that Dre is scared of is Zeus. Because when he first got here, I thought Zeus was going to eat him. And so now he'll go up and play with Zeus, and then Zeus will turn and look, and he just lay down. But here's the kicker. He gonna be like 60 or 70 pounds. And when he gets to that size, I'm wondering if he's gonna be like, "What's up?" Right? I'm a big dog.
He's gonna
now. Start
feeling he's gonna feel froggy.
Or
but no one's ever gonna be as big as Zeus.
No. Or he's gonna show them how to run away because he can jump over fences. Those dogs got mad hops.
Athletic.
Yep.
Wow.
But yeah, so now he's the size where you would normally get a dog, right? 8 to 9 weeks is when you go buy a puppy. They won't even give him to you because, you know, they want him with the mom and the shots and stuff like that. So now, being like 5 weeks is brutal. Dude.
Leroy?
He don't go in the grass. He's too little.
What you reading? What you reading?
What's up?
Guess what just got released, dude?
Oh, snap.
Dude, I'm getting up. If you say it.
All right, I'll go to break. We'll do it next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah. Welcome back, everybody.
I would like to respond to Dolphin Dan.
Sure.
What kind of dog is he? A pointer? No, he is a Belgian Malinois. Police dog.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. Not to be confused with the German Shepherds. They are like reverse German Shepherds.
Malinois.
Malinois.
Malinois. That's a pretty dog.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is a pretty dog for sure.
I knew that dog was going to be your dog, though.
Oh, Leroy loves that dog so much.
He does. He's struggling with him. I'm like, that's going to be your dog.
But that's not even, the problem was, is this. Think about this. You're fostering a dog, and every time you take him to one of the little dog fairs where he can get adopted, he wails until you take him back. Like, even when they put him in a car, they go, uh-oh, no, we're going to another one of those places. He don't like being in the car, nothing.
All right, so let's get to this. This is from our boy, Chris Perkins.
Oh, Perk. The real Perk.
He starts off today. Dolphins rookie edge rusher.
Oh.
Chop Robinson.
Chop, chop.
Had a breakout day
on
Thursday.
Oh, breakout! Woo!
Somebody bring me the axe.
That's it.
Bring me the axe.
Chop, chop, chopping away.
Wow.
That's it. You know what? I got a promotion. First 100 people get a slap chop. We're giving away slap chops. First 100 people. There you go.
Look at how many onions I have.
So great. Dang. Okay, so does that mean Leroy?
You guessed it, Marcos. You guessed it.
Sacks.
Stock up, stock down.
Oh!
Stock up.
Love that.
Edge rusher Chop Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
The first round pick had success one-on-one against right tackle Austin Jackson.
Oh, look at that.
Not left tackle Patrick Paul. Ooh. It was a strong showing. Especially as practice got later after a low-profile opening day.
Look at that.
So if you bought Chop Low yesterday, it paid off for you.
Look at that.
I mean,
that's good news. We need him to make an impact right away, Leroy.
Yeah. Left side and right side. Versatile.
Because once you chop, you just don't stop.
Wow. Hey. Dude. Huh?
Dude.
Chop and give me 50. All right. It's good. We're good. Okay, fine. The physicality can't be measured, but the versatility can.
I understand. I know why Leroy's a little disappointed, because he thinks we're being homers right now, and you're right. Leroy, I'm sorry. With stock up must come stock down.
Wow. All right. So whose stock is down?
Well, stock down.
Mm-hmm.
Running back, Chris Brooks.
Oof.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Apparently, the second-year player lost a fumble on a pitch.
What?
And dropped a wide-open pass.
Oh, come on, Butterfingers.
Oof.
Stock down. Stock down on Brooks.
Stock down. That's stock down.
Look at that. That's fair. Leroy, that's balanced. You know.
We're the journalists, dude.
That's it, man. Even science said it. For every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. It's like a thermodynamics or something.
Oh, my goodness. Please stop.
What? Science, I think.
You're not that smart. So, let me get...
Come on.
I'm not doing it. Ain't nobody hit nobody yet.
Yeah.
And we sit here like there's clearly nothing to write about.
I mean, he dropped a pitch and a pass. I know you're not getting hit, but isn't that more reason why you should catch it?
Yeah.
You can definitely fine. You may not be able to gain any sort of advantage because of the lack of pads, but you can sure as hell lose your job. You start doing
it. There's a possibility that he can't catch.
Look at that. Exposed. So,
but I wouldn't make anything of it. Like, it's weird, and I don't want to make excuses for him, but every quarterback does things differently. And so sometimes you miss one because, you know, you're used to playing with a certain quarterback.
Well,
when Bernie threw passes, I had time to get my hands right so I could wait until the last second.
Yeah.
When Vinny came in, Your hands had to be ready rather quickly.
Because
you had a little pop. You had a little zip.
But what you would say, if we were to say, who would you anything. Want to have?
No, I would,
if
you, not, no, I would I, not say anything about
if you just, hear him.
The second day of practice.
You would one say could, this.
But one could say, maybe no not you, is. But one could say that if you wanted somebody to have a breakout day more than anybody having a breakout day, it would be Chop Robinson.
Chop, chop. That's what we call him.
Huh?
Not, I think he. I thought he. I thought I'm he moved a little.
All I'm gonna do is get mad.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
He's just winning the battles he can win, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Because
okay. You know, I was thinking to myself. I think we were all thinking after day one. Hey, not a lot of Chop Robinson news. But who took the day? Who won the day?
And so it just depends on where they were looking that day. Right. Or if you make just a terrible mistake, which I would expect in the second day of practice.
Hmm.
Wow.
But you would also say day two, a first round pick making that kind of impact.
I would say no.
Day two impact.
Day two. Because they always say you can't make a second first impression.
So.
But you're going to have a hell of a day two.
Is that what they say?
Day two with no pads in a sport that you play with equipment on.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
But you have a couple of athletic freaks, you know, him and Patrick Paul going at one another. Even without the pads, you know what that puts? That puts hand-on-hand combat.
Wow. It's not like Batman. Buying.
Not buying it.
Okay.
Nice try. I don't even like what you're selling.
You don't trust.
Why?
You don't trust Tobin? You don't trust these it's reporters?
Here. I'm not saying that they're not going to be good. I'm not saying that they're not going to make an impact. But I am saying that if you can tell whether they're going to make an impact or not based on day two of practice with no pads, I'm going to call you a damn fool.
Wow. Well, Calais Campbell, who sat out today, I believe, also had high praise for Chop Robinson.
Okay, yeah.
This is
I'm not disputing any of that. But I'm saying if you can tell whether a player is going to be good after day two of camp with no pads on, then I'm gonna call you a damn fool.
What did Calais have to say?
The quarterbacks threw picks. You're supposed to throw picks in practice. You need to test what you can and can't do.
No, for sure. But you'd be able to see through that the same way. Look, Calais Campbell had high praise for the rookie. This is what he had to say.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
Which I didn't understand. I didn't really get why he was
minus one.
I refuse to acknowledge that dumbness.
Minus one.
For show poniness, dude. I didn't understand what he meant by that, really, but I think the rookies, he's slated for a good year, I think.
Now play some Calais Camp.
Yeah, I got to play the back-to-back version.
Huge.
That's the best voice, definitely. All right, ready?
Yep.
Which one is Louis Armstrong? Which one is Calais?
Yeah, I mean, the style of defense is really built off of...
Wow.
You know, off of being able to blitz different ways. You know, a lot of simulated pressure.
See trees of green.
You know, making it look like you're blitzing, but you're really not.
I see them blue.
It's because, you know, you got guys dropping, a lot of D-linemen drop. You know.
And I think to myself... What a wonderful world.
Well, I mean, I don't really think it's that difficult.
Which one's which? You can't tell, dude.
Hey, no. And then Dave stopped, so I'm looking at the comments, right? And here's what I see. How much wood would a wood chop chop if a wood chop chop?
That's good. That's a point.
Twitcher!
Woo!
What are we doing?
Why do I picture Calais Campbell singing in a field?
Would that be something if the orange shirt played that on the playlist?
What a wonderful
defense.
Well, I mean, I don't really think it's that difficult. I think it's really just understanding the terminology.
What? It's got a sultry sounds of our defensive line.
He is sultry. He is sultry, dude.
Oh, my goodness. Would it be something if who's my man next to him? Sealer. Sealer. Would it sound like Jelly Roll?
We have the most soulful defensive line of all time.
Or Teddy Swims.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to find a new song. He had that relationship with Christian. He's got to find a new song. He has a new partner now.
Yeah.
He does. A new best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
What? Now, he was already there with Agba, right?
Oh, Agba's back?
Yeah.
Yeah, Agba's he was back. Already there with Agba, so...
Orange
but
jersey.
They, I think what happened was is that I want to say Fangio tried to use Agba like Jadeveon Clowney, and Agba had mostly played inside. So maybe they see some athleticism because now he's playing all over, I'm guessing.
Also, I think they saved some money, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was funny.
Dude, what like...
What? What a wonderful defense.
This is great.
Goodness.
Can I just hear him say huge again?
I had to have him singing the song.
My boy Calais with the sultry sounds.
Well, I mean, I don't really think it's that difficult. I think it's really huge. You know, and I'm a... Huge, you know, and I'm a big football fan first and foremost before I'm a player. And, you know, the next week, you know, I got a couple friends are getting in, you know, I mean, Andre Johnson, you know, Dwight Freeney. I mean,
man, how old are you when your friends are getting inducted into
the Hall of Fame? Yeah, that's what getting in the Hall of Fame because you got to wait 5 years.
That's crazy.
Yep, man, that's good. All right, we'll take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this.
Party. We like the party.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Susan Vega.
Yeah, Vanga Boys.
Vanga Boys. Okay, there it is.
Nailed it, dude.
Nailed it.
It is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Last day here, and I can finally go home.
Did anyone at all, like, you know, tickle your fancy to speak to while over there by any chance? Like, I can't imagine.
Everybody's busy. Like, that's what everybody said. Like, they everybody's got their whole rundown of a day. Like, they're pulled in 9 different directions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And then
I'm doing the show.
Michigan's not even there yet. That'd be the only link to this show, to be honest.
Iowa.
Iowa.
I tried getting Iowa yesterday. They said they didn't have time.
Oh, big time.
I was
time.
Like, not even for Leroy Horde. You bums.
You would have had to get that message directly to
Kirk.
What about speaking of Leroy Horde and people affiliated with him, has our boy Lusaka responded and praised me?
Oh, let me see.
I make sure that you know, my boy knows.
He's in a meeting or something.
Yeah, I feel that. He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy.
Yeah.
What is he doing? Having a meeting about mauling people?
he helps. I don't know what his exact title is.
Bulldozer?
But the NFL has a trust. And they do various things for former players. And he goes around and they have golf tournaments and you have meet and greets and stuff like that all around the country. So they always have one down here. So he did it down here, and that's where I played with him.
Oh, he's the director of outreach.
Yeah.
Go.
So I feel like I feel like I could be a director of outreach.
No, you can't.
You could be a director.
Nah,
of,
I think I could.
Of reach, dude.
You got to outreach somebody for the last churro. That's about it.
Churros.
Ah, that'd be good. I wonder if there's any churros at the airport.
You know, I also became friends with. He was a Gator. He works for the Bucks now. Ryan Williams, wide receiver during the time of Tebow. He had, you were mentioning this earlier. He had one of those championship rings. Pretty big for a college ring. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah. Well, those Gators are throwing a lot of legal money around.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
They were on that wink, wink NIL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before NIL was a thing, they just cloaked it in Tebow. Nothing to see here.
Nope.
It's amazing how if you have the right person on your team, he keeps everybody else cleansed.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Like nobody would ever suggest while Tebow was there that Florida was doing anything illegal.
Never. Never. Nothing came out. I mean, he was all just
even that documentary that came out, they're like, yeah, nope, just football going on over here.
Yeah.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Ooh, here's a Herald headline. Odell Beckham Jr.'s brother won Love Island. Whoa. So does he approve of the relationship? Now that's journalism.
Did he? He won? So it's done then. Then you don't.
He did. Yeah. Cordell Beckham won.
Whoa. Look at that, huh?
It was great, dude.
What are you going to do with the rest of your time?
My wife was actually, we were talking about this last night. We were FaceTiming, and she was watching Love Island Spain.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know how much I'm going to like it.
Huh.
That means I got to watch, you know, have subtitles on, which I technically do for the Brits anyway, because I can't understand their damn accents.
That's true.
Love Island. Love, you know, you mug me off.
I gotta see the
when the person doing closed captioning doesn't get the words right.
Bah.
Which it happens, right?
Like that definitely happens.
Love Island Spain, I gotta see the cast. They seem like they'd be some lookers.
What you need to do is go get caught up on House of Dragons.
Whoa, I did get, you know, they've been giving me some snoozers recently, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I agree with him.
They had Dragon Hard Knocks.
Yeah. They had a good bounce back week though, Marcos.
What now?
I'll check it out. Good bounce back week after.
I agree that snoozers. I think there's been a couple snoozer episodes, but they've really bounced back.
There's only two more weeks left.
Well, I know in typical in typical Game of Thrones fashion, usually the second to last episode is where there's the most death.
Yeah.
That's usually how it works. The finale before the finale.
Here. Hey, Marcos.
Yes.
Here's all you need to know. All
right.
They done messed around and let a brother have a dragon.
Oh, you know, I did see that. That was circulating everywhere. That's good.
He said, what are you doing on my dragon? It's like, hey, queen,
that's my dragon.
Your dragon came and got me.
Yes, which I heard is the first instance in which officials have tried to pull over a dragon. They did not trust the driver. They were like, "You don't look like the original."
Dude, I saw. I just watched something on Twitter.
Yeah,
a lady was going to sit in her seat in first class, and another lady who was being a Karen said, "You don't belong here." She said, "Do you have a ticket?" This is the lady sitting in the seat. Well, I'm not letting you in. Say you have a ticket. Yes. What? She said, "Is that your phone? You could have got that from anywhere, right,
lady?"
And
what?
So then all the other people started like, "Hey, that ain't right." You go, "I don't care. I'm not. You can't sit here."
That's crazy,
right? I'm like, somebody got to get some hands.
You know, now that I'm a big time comedian, your boy splurged on that front seat on the Spirit plane, huh? Pretty comfy, pretty comfy.
What are airlines doing now? Like, we have our most uncomfortable seats that you can sit in for regular price.
Yeah,
if
that's
you want to move to a window seat or aisle seat, plus $25. By the time you get done paying for tickets and luggage, you might as well brought first class and everything's free.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I always check. Ask Tobes. I always check. Because if you get a regular ticket, right? They'll send you a little thing. Do you want to move up to first class? It'll cost like an extra $100 or extra $130. But here's the kicker. All of your luggage is free.
Definitely looking forward to...
They don't do none of that.
Yeah, definitely hoping that it's a smoother trip home than it was here, because they had us...
You got bounced around a little bit, so what time did your flight leave? I'll tell you.
If I got bounced around in the air?
Yeah. Like,
what time did your flight leave? My first flight, because I have two flights.
What?
Two?
Flights. Oh, yeah, dude, it makes no sense.
That's crazy.
Because you flew
in Florida. No sense. I guess. I don't know.
I have no problems with
Florida. I love Fort Lauderdale. It's so much better than Miami. It's not even close.
So easy.
Miami. Listen, we fly out of there, and then I say, hey, Toge, you go get the luggage. I'm going to go try to locate my car.
No, dude, the last.
I take a picture, I never know where it is.
The last time we were at Miami and I saw that non-priority line, I'm like, I never am going to fly out of here if I have the option. I'm too scared.
Yeah.
Because that line went.
The non-priority line was so long, dude. And we got there my early. God. And then Toby looked on the ticket. He's like, yo, we're priority.
Oh.
Which, by the way,
was
still just a very long line, but it just wasn't hell. Like, if we would have been in the non-priority line, it would have been doomsday.
It was the difference between waiting 15 minutes and waiting 2.5 hours.
Someone told me that at this point in life, like, one of the standards an adult man is supposed to have is TSA pre-check. Is that a thing we're supposed to have? I don't know.
Yeah, TSA pre-check. You don't have to take your shoes off, none of that.
I mean, it's great. But Toby, do you have that? Is that something you have?
Definitely don't.
No, nope. Right? They say it's like going to a theme park without the fast pass.
I don't think, I don't feel like I travel enough to warrant it, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is your fifth flight this year, though.
I think I'm going to look into it because I got to go up to Cleveland.
Yeah,
you got some stuff coming up. But like, this has been a very odd year for me, probably the most traveling I've done back to back ever.
Yeah.
Plus, we had the Vegas trip.
We went to like three fights.
Yeah, that's probably but that was.
Party. We like the party.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Susan Vega.
Yeah, Vanga Boys.
Vanga Boys. Okay, there it is.
Nailed it, dude.
Nailed it.
It is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Last day here, and I can finally go home.
Did anyone at all, like, you know, tickle your fancy to speak to while over there by any chance? Like, I can't imagine.
Everybody's busy. Like, that's what everybody said. Like, everybody's got their whole rundown of a day. Like, they're pulled in 9 different directions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm doing the
show. Michigan's not even there yet. That'd be the only link to this show, to be honest.
Iowa.
I tried getting Iowa yesterday. They said they didn't have time.
Oh, big time.
I was
time.
Like, not even for Leroy Horde. You bums.
You would have had to get that message directly to
Kirk.
What about, speaking of Leroy Horde and people affiliated with him, has our boy Lusaka responded and praised me?
Oh, let me see.
I make sure that, you know, my boy knows.
He's in a meeting or something.
Yeah, I feel that. He's a busy guy.
Yeah.
What is he doing? Having a meeting about mauling people?
No, he he helps. I don't know what his exact title is.
Bulldozer? But
the NFL has a trust. And they do various things for former players. And he goes around and they have golf tournaments and you have meet and greets and stuff like that all around the country. So they always have one down here. So he did it down here, and that's where I played with him.
Oh, he's the director of outreach.
Yeah.
You go.
I feel like I could be a director of outreach.
No, you can't.
You could be a director.
I think I could.
Of reach, dude.
You got to outreach somebody for the last churro. That's about it.
Churros.
That'd be good. I wonder if there's any churros at the airport.
You know, I also became friends with. He was a Gator. He works for the Bucks now. Ryan Williams, wide receiver during the time of Tebow. He had, you were mentioning this earlier. He had one of those championship rings. Pretty big for a college ring. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah. Well, those Gators are throwing a lot of legal money around.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
They were on that wink, wink NIL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before NIL was a thing. They just cloaked it in Tebow. Nothing to see here.
Nope.
It's amazing how if you have the right person on your team, he keeps everybody else cleansed.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Like nobody would ever suggest while Tebow was there that Florida was doing anything illegal.
Never. Never. Nothing came out. I mean, he was all just...
Even that documentary that came out, they're like, yep, nope, just football going on over here.
Yeah.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Ooh, here's a Herald headline. Odell Beckham Jr.'s brother won Love Island. Whoa. So does he approve of the relationship? Now that's journalism.
Did he? He won? So it's done then. Then you don't...
He did. Yeah, Cordell Beckham won.
Whoa, look at that, huh?
It was great, dude.
What are you going to do with the rest of your time?
My wife was actually... We were talking about this last night. We were FaceTiming, and she was watching Love Island Spain.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know how much I'm going to like it.
Huh.
That means I got to watch, you know, have subtitles on, which I technically do for the Brits anyway, because I can't understand their damn accents.
That's true.
Love Island. Love, you know, mug me off.
I gotta see the
when the person doing closed captioning doesn't get the words right.
Bah.
Which it happens, right?
Like that definitely happens.
Love Island Spain. I gotta see the cast. They seem like they'd be some lookers.
What you need to do is go get caught up on House of Dragons.
Whoa, I did get. You know, they've been getting some snoozers recently. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I agree with him.
They had Dragon Hard Knocks.
Yeah. They had a good bounce back week though, Marcos.
What now?
I'll check it out. Good bounce back week after.
I agree that snoozers. I think there's been a couple snoozer episodes, but they've really bounced back.
There's only two more weeks left.
Well, I know in typical Game of Thrones fashion, usually the second to last episode is where there's the most death.
Yeah.
That's usually how it works. The finale before the finale.
Here. Hey, Marcos.
Yes.
Here's all you need to know. All
right.
They done messed around and let a brother have a dragon.
Oh, you know, I did see that. That was circulating everywhere. That's good.
He said, what are you doing on my dragon? He's like, hey, queen,
that's my dragon.
Your dragon came and got me.
Yes, which I heard is the first instance in which officials have tried to pull over a dragon. They did not trust the driver. They were like, "You don't look like the original."
Dude, I saw. I just watched something on Twitter.
Yeah,
a lady was going to sit in her seat in first class, and another lady who was being a Karen said, "You don't belong here." She said, "Do you have a ticket?" This is the lady sitting in the seat. Well, I'm not letting you in. Say you have a ticket. Yes. What? She said, "Is that your phone?" You could have got that from anywhere, right?
Lady,
and
what?
So then all the other people started like, hey, that ain't right. You go, I don't care. No, you can't sit here.
That's crazy.
Right. I'm like, somebody got to get some hands.
You know, now that I'm a big time comedian, your boy splurged on that front seat on the Spirit plane, huh? Pretty comfy. Pretty comfy.
What are airlines doing now? Like, we have our most uncomfortable seats that you can sit in for regular price.
Yeah,
that's right. If you want to move to a window seat or aisle seat, plus $25. By the time you get done paying for tickets and luggage, you might as well brought first class and everything's free.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I always check.
Ask Tobes, I always check. Because if you get a regular ticket, right, they'll send you a little thing. Do you want to move up to first class? It'll cost like an extra $100 or extra $130. But here's the kicker. All of your luggage is free.
Definitely looking forward to.
They don't do none of that.
Yeah, definitely hoping that it's a smoother trip home than it was here, because they had us.
You got bounced around a little bit. So, what time did your flight leave? I'll tell you.
If I got bounced around in the air?
Yeah. Like, yeah,
what time was your first? My first flight, because I have two flights.
What?
Two?
Flights. Oh, yeah, dude, makes no sense.
That's crazy.
Because you flew
no in sense. I guess. I don't know.
I have no problems with
Florida. I love Fort Lauderdale. It's so much better than Miami. It's not even close.
So easy.
Miami. Listen, we fly out of there, and then I say, hey, Tobes, you go get the luggage. I'm going to go try to locate my car.
No, dude,
I take a picture, I never know where it is.
The last time we were at Miami and I saw that non-priority line, I'm like, I never am going to fly out of here if I have the option. I'm too scared.
Yeah.
Because that line went.
The non-priority line was so long, dude, and we got there my early. God. And then Tobin looked on the ticket. He's like, yo, we're priority.
Oh.
Which, by the way,
was
still just a very long line, but it just wasn't hell. Like, if we would have been in the non-priority line, it would have been doomsday.
It was the difference between waiting 15 minutes and waiting 2.5 hours.
Someone told me that at this point in life, like, one of the standards an adult man is supposed to have is TSA pre-check.
And
is that a thing we're supposed to have? I don't know.
Yeah, TSA pre-check. You don't have to take your shoes off, none of that.
I mean, it's great. But Tobin, do you have that? Is that something you have?
Definitely don't.
No, right? They say it's like going to a theme park without the fast pass.
I don't think, I don't feel like I travel enough to warrant it, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is your fifth flight this year, though.
I think I'm going to look into it because I got to
go
to Cleveland.
Yeah, you got some stuff coming up. But like, this has been a very odd year for me, probably the most traveling I've done back to back ever.
Yeah.
Plus, we had the Vegas trip.
We went to like three fights.
Yeah, that's probably. But that was before pandemic.
Yeah, that's true.
Quite some time.
Well, anyway. You know what really killed it? We would have been having a whole bunch of trips, but that old 6 to 10.
Oh yeah.
That took us out of a lot of stuff.
That's true.
Definitely did.
That is true.
Because that means definitely the show started at 3 a.m. Our show already starts as current time when nobody's in the building.
Yep, and then the only person roaming around by the end of it is Freddie Roach.
Oh,
yeah. He's just always there. Last time I was there, he's always training somebody.
Yep.
Last time I was in a taco line with him. They do good lunches, though.
It's a legend.
Yeah, but the lunch, you're there for the lunch because you always you want to see all the shenanigans.
That's right. Right?
Like, I tell you what, you ain't going to never get me to stay anymore. Now that I saw a naked boxer. Right? Like, dude, here's what happened. So, here's the guy.
Naked boxer.
Here's the guy. He had to get naked to weigh in.
Oh,
they put the sheet over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so they had the sheet up out of here. I'm like, whoa. What are they doing?
Still see him.
I always wonder for like things like that. It's like, hey, 0.5 pound. Do you think the fourth undercard guy? Let him. He made it.
But I'm saying, when did draws get so heavy?
It counts, dude. I don't know. It's when you're going to that point. Everything counts.
Unless you took just a dump in your. How much did it weigh? A tenth of a
pound? They do that too.
Yeah.
They do that too. They'll use all.
Speaking of boxing, I'm not sure if you guys discussed this. Probably not because it's Jake Paul. But you guys see that Jake Paul knockout this weekend?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, nice. Nice.
He bludgeoned him.
Yeah, and it was in Tampa. I didn't realize. I probably would have gone. But no, that was makes me very scared for Mike Tyson. I'm not going to lie to you. It makes me a little scared for him.
Oh, you mean you don't think?
Yeah.
So you're saying putting a 60-year-old in the ring with somebody juiced to the gills isn't a good idea?
Yeah.
Think about this.
Interesting.
I'm 4 years younger than Tyson. I'm in decent shape, and there ain't no way in hell. I throw one swing and my back blow up.
Get that trigger finger again.
I just haven't been able to watch a video of him that hasn't been 15 seconds with jump cuts. I'm like, I know he's like exhausted doing this.
Yeah.
So,
and weren't they big pillow gloves too? Like so many stipulations.
They are big pillow gloves. They're 2 minute rules or yeah. 2 minute rounds. Excuse me. Yeah. Look, we're all going to tune in. Obviously, I'm just telling you. We got to be very much rooting that just Tyson doesn't get hurt. Obviously, the best situation is he knocks Jake Paul to next Tuesday, but I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's the trick of it all.
Indeed.
Play on your nostalgia. Like, it makes Joe Rose very mad, and I'm trying to tell him, like, I don't think he's going to win.
Wow.
Because Joe Rose loves Tyson.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we all hate Jake Paul.
Late 80s, early 90s, it was must-see TV.
Yeah. Definitely. Now look at us.
All 15, 20
seconds. A YouTuber.
He was running up through some of the best boxers in the fight game like they were nothing.
Yep. Wild, dude. All right, everybody. That's our show for today. Talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Come back to us, Tobin. Come back to us.